Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
I'm sorry, but I cannot get enough of this album. Coldplay coming through with An Adventure of a Lifetime. That song, like, it plays for what?
About
like 5 minutes?
Ba-da-ba-da-bom.
But I mean, it's like, it's an adventure, man.
Yeah.
How it starts is crazy.
It takes you through everything, man.
Okay, look, since you...
Life.
You are from Pretoria.
It's ape shit, man.
It is.
Because of the music video, you know?
I know what you mean.
Okay.
And I you know, I saw the double entendre.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I was saying was... I was emceeing at TUT Garankuwa Freshers Bash.
Getting nasty with the people.
No, I didn't get nasty
getting
with
wild.
The people. I got there very late, number one.
Oh, like, superstar. Okay.
Eish, Joe. Mm. Transportation problems.
Oh, all right. I see.
But we'll leave it at that,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
So, you know Silly Bean, right? Like, this guy is a ghetto legend in Pretoria. Like, if you go anywhere in Pretoria, they will tell you about Silly Bean, who is, like, the best house DJ ever in Pretoria. That was the first song he played. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Of all songs, I lost my mind.
The ghetto superstar.
Right? And then the rest of the people in the ghetto, because they don't listen to such.
Yeah.
Everyone just looked at us like, what the hell? What the fuck are these guys doing? Like, get the fuck off the stage.
Is Silly Bean maybe not trying to get in with the Jelly Beans? You know, trying to be included in that whole collective?
I think so.
Going suburban, man, you know?
You know what I mean?
Suburbia.
They told
brand
them,
new packaging. Yeah.
I think they told him that, look, Silly Bean, you are hard on the outside.
Yeah, man.
Soft on the inside. You need to, you know, leave the silly about. Yeah. You know, leave the silly alone. Bring the jelly in there.
Woo!
And so much.
You had a good time, though?
Really good time.
Madness.
Awesome stuff. Anyway, welcome to... 20-something on Cliff Central. The name is Just Another Cool Kid. I'm sitting alongside my very good friend here, Mr. Neo Van Given. How are you doing, buddy?
The menu of people that we've got today.
So delicious.
My goodness.
So scrumptious.
Shit, man.
I mean, like, okay, look, the last time we were here, we had a couple of very good-looking people in studio.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
We did, right?
It always happens, though.
It always does. Yeah. Okay, look, we had Nicholas and Tracy, who were here talking about the Pages concert.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to speak on Nicholas's looks, but Tracy looked fantastic. You know what I mean? Before then, we had Tackies, Sino, and Lachey.
Yes.
Right? And Lachey had awesome tattoos. The ladies were looking hot as well.
Fantastic.
It was a really good time. But anyway, we are joined again by absolutely gorgeous looking people. Like, I don't know how we got this right. But we did somehow, and there's a selfie video happening in here.
We'll
talk about that later. Good afternoon, ladies. How are you?
We're good.
We are great, thank you.
Very well, thanks.
Doesn't that sound great? I think that sounds so dope. Oh, man.
These are a bunch of people who have got their shit together. When you and I were going through their profiles last night, you know, trying to find out how we're going to talk to these people. And I was looking at them, I was thinking, damn, look at this. It's impressive. It's premium. It's classy. It's brilliant, man. It scares me. I'm 20 something, so I'm like, oh gosh.
No, I think
what
we
is
need...
your executive summary?
You know what I mean.
Oh, <gosh.
laughs> We need a lot more 20 somethings like this. All right,
yeah.
We're gonna take it from the left to the right. Starting off with you, Kifilo. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I am so great, so delicious. How are
so
you?
So delicious.
So to do.
We concur. Don't worry. We're good, man. Thank you so much for coming through. Let me start by saying
Thank
that.
Thank you so much for having us.
I mean, it's a Tuesday afternoon. It's 2 in the afternoon. It's like, you know, people are supposed to be in offices working. We are here talking, you know. So thank you so much for coming through. We are also joined by Palesa, I believe. Yes, Palesa.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, somebody. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm awesome. I'm excited. First time on radio. I'm not a veteran like Bookie Filo.
Oh, okay. So you've been doing this, Kifilo.
I've been in the game.
Oh, okay. I can dig that. And then we're also joined by Nolu.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, and you?
Just by the way, I love your name. Like, I think your name is so cool.
Really?
Seriously, man. Like, haven't you... like? Like, typical names just get thrown out there, you know what I mean?
Yes.
How many times do you bump into a Nolubabalo?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm so you see what I'm saying? It's my problem.
As often as I bump into a Simba, it never happens.
It never happens,
ne? Never happens.
Isn't like, I think your name is so cool. You're Xhosa, right?
Yeah, well, mixed race, actually.
Mixed,
yeah.
Okay, no, but
she was like,
I
no,
I,
no,
no, but I'm black.
Okay.
As they come. Yes. As they come. Yes. Yeah.
That's always something good to be.
Awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
All right. So, ladies, I don't know how we're going to start. Okay. Kivilo, we've been with you before. We've hung out with you before. So we're going to ask Palesa and Nolu, how did you guys, where did it all begin? What made you guys want to do what it is that you do?
Me first. Okay. It was a whole lot of trial and error, you know. I've gone around my fair share of schools, Boma UJ, Lysoft, doing fashion, and a whole lot of trial and error because I like a lot of things, and it's hard to buckle down and choose one thing that, as a creative, I guess I'm a creative, so it's hard to buckle down and choose one thing that you want to pursue as a career and whatnot. So it took me about 6 years, really, yeah, to finally decide, okay, let me try myself out at chef school and take what I'm doing more seriously. And I did that, but I had actually registered my company long ago in 2012.
Yeah.
But I just didn't know where I was going. I just thought of the name and I was like, great name, let's reserve this before other people jump on it. And then I graduated last year, and basically I've just been running with Parsley on Time since, and it's been awesome. And we're turning one in July.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to have a bash.
Going to have a bash. are we invited?
Well, we'll see how this interview goes, fam, and if you put me on, you know.
All righty. let's move on to you, Nolu.
Where do I start? So I study industrial psychology and was in corporate for about 5 years and left with no plan, actually. So this is something that literally fell on my lap through an ex-colleague, and about 4 years later, running with it, and it's working. So
All right. Gifilo, the last time you were here, you mentioned that you your sister was the one that started the company.
Yes.
Vanilla Corner. And she treated you like a slave, basically.
She treated me like a slave.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It was a difficult path, I guess, but
I don't regret any part of it because it's taught me a crazy amount of discipline, and I wouldn't be able to run with it the way that I'm doing now if it weren't for the struggles.
How was the transition from, you know, helping out your sister to being the one that kind of pushes the buttons?
It's been tough, you know, because, I mean, even now I'd still consult her with a few things just so that I'm not leaving her out, you know.
Yeah.
But it was tough because you're taking over someone else's dream, if I can put it that way. It's my dream now.
Yeah. Like,
and it's the best thing that I've ever done for myself. But it was tough. It really was, you know. And I think now she's come to accept that, you know what, this is my baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I consider you guys to be food porn experts. Do you ever just go on the net and just look at porn? And I'm not porn. What am I saying? Food porn. You know, just admire how beautiful food looks. Because I mean, that's what you guys do. That's what you put together.
All the time. Especially when you are hungry.
Isn't that the worst time to do that?
It's the worst.
It's
time.
Like torturing yourself. Have you ever had like? Okay, this is gonna sound a bit, you know, embarrassing for me.
Oh,
but like,
bring it,
have you ever had like coins in the bank, like R7.50 or something stupid?
And
like
you
that?
Wanna draw that money?
You know what I mean?
You because know. You need R5 airtime.
You know what I mean?
That's self-employment.
Oh my god! Someone
that's self-employment.
I mean, it's the worst thing ever. You know it's there, but you can't have it.
You can't do anything with it.
Oh,
but you can buy cell phone banking, buy airtime. Hey, Brian, I know the tricks.
Ah,
it's been rough.
You are clearly self-employed. You don't have to prove anything anymore.
The struggle is so real. But
It is.
You find a way to make it work.
Yeah.
So you would put your last cents into, you know, buying those ingredients to make sure that the food goes out, yeah?
Definitely. You know, the thing is that you create something from the little that you do have when you have it. You can make magic. So it's not really about getting all these expensive things. You look for whatever you have in the kitchen and you create magic. And it happens somehow. It even surprises you as a person.
What's the hungriest meal you've put together?
The hungriest meal I've put together.
Yo, last bits putting...
Scorpo. I'm kidding, but I did do like a wedding last year, and I had given them two different menus, and they basically wanted two menus as one menu.
Wow.
So I think there were like 12 different options. Oh, and wow. The buffet table. Buffet tables were even too small for the amount of options. So, hey, bro, yeah. I've done some crazy work in my life. But it's been really awesome. But back to what Kifil was saying. You just really have to work with what you've got, eh? It's so hard to get funding and stuff like that.
True.
And it's not that it's hard. People who know people get funding. That's just how it works, basically. Yeah. So if you don't know people, you need to work with what you've got. You need to use your creative juices. You can't complain all the time as well. Mm. Pull resources together. You know, beg your brother, beg your mother. Use people's credit cards because you can't even be put on by the bank. Like, but really, if you really want to do what you want to do, you have to just use what you've got. Like, I do like some events, pop-up restaurant events, and I use my garden at home in Soweto because I can't afford a venue or I don't have the right capital going on, you know. So it's just important to use what you've got, pull your resources together. And yeah, that's why we also help each other out as black sisters in business.
I suppose now would be a good time to say that, you know, all your companies are fully black owned.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that has its own difficulties, obviously.
It has many difficulties.
It has its own
discount difficulties.
Yo, black people.
Ah, monkey filler, you know me, man. Hook me up, man.
It's that discount difficulty. And also people like, I want to say this in Soto. And if I say it in English, I'm going to see flames. They color you, you know, about color.
Yeah.
So they think, Kore, like, oh, here she is, she's pulling up. You know, in this Vivo with scratches and shit. and, you know, I honor a negotiator more, you know. So sometimes some meetings, I need to pull up in my mom's whip, bruh, and just look the part.
Just look
like I don't have R5 in my account.
But
it's unfortunate, though, that that's still how we treat each other in business. We don't take each other seriously, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, if I probably rocked up with like a fleet of cars written partially on time, then people will be like, And it's not even that people don't have money to pay, eh? People will just negotiate according to what they see, or they think that this one singam try lagabi.
Yeah.
Well, I will say that I was taught something very important.
Yeah.
That if you're good at it, you better charge for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to teach a customer. You need to teach your clients. I'm really good at what I do, and therefore you're gonna have to pay me
yeah.
kind of thing. You know.
Yeah.
So it's a thing of I don't know, perhaps teaching people how to treat you as well. You know, you can't take me for granted. At the end of the day, I'm offering you a service and you need to pay for it. But guaranteed that you are going to get quality as well. You know what I mean? So I say that some of the things that I've had to learn that you need to take yourself seriously. If you take yourself seriously, then other people are forced to follow suit, kind of thing, you know what I mean? And it's the small things. It's the small things that we often take for granted. Like, for instance, when we started off, so we in market research, when we started off, all we had was a laptop and a phone. No money, no funding, just hope and vision.
Startup hack.
You know what I mean? And had to go to mom and dad, their parents. Oh, Jehovah. Ooh, they had to. Oh, my goodness. It was loaning back and forth.
Yeah.
Just to make this thing work. And eventually we got on our feet and
But so now we're running solo. Shout out to our parents.
Yeah, our parents.
Yeah.
Our parents, my goodness, I don't know if we'd ever be able to pull through without them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but some of the things that I've had to learn are that when we started, we said, okay, we don't have anything else other than the vision and what we know.
Yeah.
So we need to, I don't know, fake it until you make it. So it was a matter of okay, let's then move away from using Gmail, yabo.
Mm-hmm.
Let's now get a proper email.
Well, that is one of the most important things ever.
You get me, right?
Definitely. Please give me your email address, mom.
I am,
you know?
Side-eyeing myself.
Yes, I'm side-eyeing you, Vanessa.
No, man. Seriously.
You know,
fantastictits@gmail.com.
I promise you.
VanillaCorner@gmail.com. No.
Yeah.
I promise you, it just takes you to another level.
Yeah.
They start taking you seriously, like, oh, so they even have a proper email address. They have a the signature, you've got business cards. It's the small little things that we actually really do take for granted that will really just elevate you to the next level.
Yeah.
And then comes that with other things. Then you have to, you have to communication is very essential in business. So the more prompt you are, the better it is. You know, even if you just say, client, listen, I have not read everything, but I'm with you.
Yeah.
As soon as I have the time to, I will definitely respond. It's those little things that actually just, I don't know, they just elevate you. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Especially in service, in the service industry. If you don't communicate, look, I've learned it the hard way also, but it's we get overwhelmed at times. You work alone. We can't even afford to hire an assistant of some sort. People even think like when you keep going on, I need an assistant, they think we get some motoka.
Yeah.
Because it's admin, it's your service.
And your phone is ringing and your phone is dying and your portable charger's not charged and you don't have petrol. Like it's hectic, but you're right. Yeah. You need to communicate, and that is really something I've learned about myself. I need to communicate.
Yes.
It's like any relationship, really.
Any relationship.
Business is your child.
True.
And
your baby.
You need to really
nurture it and take care of it and
love that child.
Okay, very important.
Can I just want to find out, like, being a woman is hard enough on its own. Like, Jesus. You guys just waking up in the morning and being alive is difficult enough. What are some of the problems that you've come across as women? Like, specifically to you guys. Are you guys taken less seriously than your male counterparts? Like, if a male chef decides to walk in and say, no, I can hook this better up, then, you know?
Okay, in my industry, there are more male professional chefs than female.
Yeah.
Mainly because of the pressures, the hours in the industry and stuff like that. That's another reason why I didn't go that route. Also because Ntandi Mali, so I just went my own way. But yes, there are those pressures in my side. Like, there's a guy I met once at these SA Chef Association gatherings, and he's got a lot of clients. Also, I guess the traction, I mean, he's been in the business more and whatever. But when we were just talking, he would say to me that, no, people generally tend to trust me more than my female competition.
Okay.
And that's just the notion of, like, when you go to a restaurant, a good restaurant, usually the head chef is a male. So when you call yourself Chef Mang Mang, people usually associate, or rather appreciate, seeing a male figure rather than, because then we just look like cooks. We just remind you of your mama.
But
also, you know.
Do you know, the thing is, though, like, I find it so strange because personally, I cannot cook for shit, okay? My dad cannot cook for shit, okay? Like, my dad used to cook something on Sunday and we'd have to eat it Monday, Tuesday. You know what I mean? Up until it's done.
It's
kaftin. So, I always trust female chefs more than I trust male chefs. I don't know. Maybe that's just for me personally. But it just, it's such a paradox. It seems so weird.
Feel like I'm being macked on right now.
The way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Stomach.
But that's very rare, by the way. But I guess also a lot of things are changing. A lot of perceptions are changing now. You know, so there's a difference, definitely. And big up to you for seeing us as chefs also.
I think you're better. I just think you guys are better. It's just that simple. Nolu, as far as what you do, have you encountered, you know, these kind of problems?
You know, funny enough, in my industry, it's a predominantly female orientated industry.
Oh, okay, winning.
There are much fewer males than there are the females, which is, we were actually talking about this last night, that, you know, there's a lot of female representation in our industry than there are males, and I don't know whether it's because maybe we are more vocal, we are more, I don't know,
I think
we just have a knick for it, you
what
know?
What it is, and it is for psychology. You're doing, you're working with people's psyche.
And social science, it's social science, basically, you know?
So you're dealing with women's emotions.
Exactly, so we deal with a lot of women, there are a lot of successful women in the industry who are mentors as well, you know, than there are males, actually. So I have a partner who's male, and it's always one of those things, you know, they're like, oh, okay, so you're part of this as well. Like, yeah, they are there, but not a lot. Yeah. So I can't say there are any biases per se, or I've experienced anything sinister in the industry or whatsoever. In fact, on the contrary, you know, you always hear that, hey, women, basadi.
Yeah.
Aish, ngosiam, they're not together. They're always, you know, it's always catfights, and you know what I mean? In my experience, it's actually been the opposite. Women have been so wonderful. They've been so nurturing. They've been so helpful in our journey, actually, you know? So yeah, that's where we're at.
That is really cool. Yeah. And it's not often where you find, you know, such things happening where women are in the forefront.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, when I consider how far, like, you know, the people that have struggled in life, when you look at black people and how far they've come, then there's another category you need to fit in there for women.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time women couldn't vote, they couldn't drive cars, mm-hmm. they couldn't, you know, have certain jobs and all of this stuff.
Mm.
They were only supposedly good for being in the kitchen and just staying there and not walking out. Like, you must feed the babies.
And make the babies.
You know what
and
I mean?
Make the babies.
So I think what
I like how you're emphasizing that. Like, make the
make
babies.
Make the babies.
And I, you know, I heard about this awesome dish the other week, actually. Hodu wrap, right? Yeah, I haven't tried it. I would love to try it as well. You're giving me that look like, what's going on? In terms of introducing or twisting traditional dishes, I mean, as a black business, and giving people, setting a menu for whatever event it is you're doing, you know, challenging people's palates and their tastes, you know, is that, do you find that it's easy when you try to convince them of a new dish?
I find it easy.
Mohodu wrap, though.
Yeah, I can show.
You can't even put some mayo on that thing.
Like, put like lettuce.
I'm trying.
Salsa.
It's not coming. Yeah. But yes, I do try and do that, especially when people order canapes. For the black people listening, kitty finger foods.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I was like, yeah.
No, you've got a black person listening right now that didn't know what the hell you were talking about. Sure.
Yeah.
Please run that word past us again.
Canapes.
Siafunda.
And it's got an accent on the E.
Canapes.
Canapes.
For the blacks.
Canapes. Kitty canapes. One is.
Yeah, so that's where I sometimes just push myself a bit and get a bit creative there. But a lot of the times I do a lot of corporate, so you can't really stretch.
Yeah.
You can't really stretch out. It's like having afros in corporate. You know that struggle.
Yeah.
What, like, one
it's
of
deep.
Those,
yeah. It's deep.
It's too deep. Let's not go there.
Hey, man. But let me ask you guys, the end goal, the end result. Like, when you sit down one day and look back at your life and you think, this was what I was aiming to do. What would that be for you guys?
I think for me, for Vanilla Corner, is to eventually leave South Africa and start franchises elsewhere. You know, a friend of and I were talking the other day, and she's like, she wants me in America.
Yeah.
She wants me to open something there, because everyone's talking about Cake Boss. And I'm like, Cake Lady Boss. Yes, I'm coming, you know.
Yeah.
So not only overseas, but in South Africa, it's building franchises all over the place, you know, because you're not only doing cakes, for instance, or catering. You're building a brand. You're building a legacy. And just, that's where you're starting, you know, with everything that you do. It's the base, it's the foundation of your passion. But I think for me personally is to grow and also empower other people, because we need to get out of making scones, you know. And
there we go with the scones.
Hey, don't do this again.
Please, no. Leave the scones alone, please. We as the scones will not be marginalized.
But seriously, it's about building this brand, you know, and expanding and taking it further, because as much as I have these skills and I've had to teach myself a lot of them, I can't just keep it in the house, you know. I need to teach other people. And for me, more than anything, it's empowering people to run their own things, you know, and build your own dream and not just wake up every morning at 6 o'clock in the cold.
Yeah.
In the cold.
To go make someone else's
dream. Go and build someone else's dream, you know, when you can do it for yourself.
Yeah.
But we need people that are going to assist. And I think for Vanilla Corner, it's doing that. It's empowering people and teaching them that, you know, it's not only about waking up for someone else. You can do it for yourself. Because that gives you so much peace of mind when you're waking up to build your own dream. Instead of dealing with some places, it's just a toxic environment and there's always competition. Mm. And some people can't deal with that, you know. So build something that you're going to leave for your kids one day. Because as Black people, there's very few of us that leave legacies for our kids.
Yeah.
And it's so important for us to focus on that, you know, and not leave our kids with black tags when we die, you know. We need to do something that they can say, okay, at least if something happens to my mom or to my dad, I know that I'm set. Not because of the money that they've left me, but because of the skills that they've imparted.
Yeah. Very true. Very true.
I concur with what Kifilo has said. Legacy. Imparting of skills, knowledge, empowerment.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at this point in time, the world is your oyster. And for me, it's important that we demonstrate that it's possible. It's doable.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but it's definitely doable. It's definitely doable and possible. And the other thing is the way that we work, it's projects orientated.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't employ anyone.
Okay.
Because we actually want to let people, I don't know, be self-sufficient, but in a way that you are able to do other things outside of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you are an employee at XYZ company, then you are basically spending or investing 8 hours of your time at company XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
While we are changing now the perception, like, actually, you can be able to do XYZ, but ABCD at the same time. Because mm-hmm. if you're not doing this, we're giving you leeway to be able to do other things
True.
That you want to, you know. So we're trying to change that as well. People don't quite get it when we say we do not employ anybody.
Mm.
We are project-based. When the project is, we empower you. You have skills, and within the skill set that you have, there are other things that you're good at that True. You could be. I mean, you could be. You don't have to be stuck in the same place for however many hours doing the very same thing, even if you're not productive anymore, but you're still there while you could actually be generating another income doing something else with your time. So, yeah, for me, that's very important that people have to get to a point where they are self-sufficient, but they need to think outside the box. You need to push yourself as well, and you need to really exploit your skills mm-hmm. and your capabilities, because that's I think that's what we've had to do. I mean, this is an industry that I knew nothing about
mm-hmm.
and literally got thrown on my lap and had to make do with it. But in that, we had to learn. And in the same breath, we say that you need to be constantly innovating, right?
Yeah.
And you also have to, how do I put this? So everything that you've learned, so Yonke Ntoke Waifunde, everything that you have learned previously, you have to unlearn and relearn.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process that does not ever stop. You know, as cliche as it may sound, when they say the learning process never stops, so it never comes to an end. Trust me, I'm living proof of that. You constantly need to be learning.
You might as well be dead if you're not learning.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And with the world, the way the world is going right now, the world is changing, ever changing.
Mm.
Like every 6 months there is something completely different that is happening. So you need to constantly keep up. And unfortunately, nobody can teach you that.
True.
No one can teach you that.
Very
it,
true.
It has to be.
Only experience can teach you.
I suppose. Yeah.
Okay, Balasa, let's hear from you.
Well, you mentioned that when we're done.
Yes.
And looking back on life.
Yes, man.
Well, for me, it's not just necessarily about the catering and food and private chef industry. I want to have an empire, a hospitality empire. A whole lot of different things. Not all under one badge, not mm-hmm. all under Parsley on Time. Just to create brands, I'd also love to start my own sort of African-infused line of kitchen little appliances or
yeah.
little aprons or whatever the case is. But these little things that I sort of use every day, I'd like to do that as well. So for me, I'm just I'm just like broadening the horizon on this empire thing. And tourism in this country is a big thing, and it's only growing.
Yeah, it is.
So that's something that is a long-lasting legacy in terms of business and the hospitality industry as a whole, right? That's just what I would love to do in terms of that. But personally as well, I don't necessarily want my kids to remember me for the nice life that I will give them.
Mm-hmm.
But also, me and Kifilo, we met as little private school girls.
Girl.
But so we had a nice life, but we're girls from Diepkloof, you know, and our parents worked their butts off to put us in those schools. Like, we didn't go on holiday to play it with other kids, you know, we didn't do family holidays because, as much as we didn't understand that, but our parents were working their butts off to put us into those good schools.
Mm.
And for me, then when I grow up and I see a lot of my friends, now I've become very aware that I'm black, né? So I see a lot of my friends now, they go on holidays to farms and stuff, and I'm like, yo, when's our land coming back? but besides that, that's also taught me to dig deep as well. And I realized the legacy that, like, my late stepdad has left for me. I've realized the legacy that my mom is still leaving crumbs for me right now. You know, simple things that I'm so grateful to God for. Like, I'll like stress out and be like, oh my gosh, I still need to buy glasses, right? Like drinking glasses, guys, drinking glasses. and then my mom will be like, oh no, wait, kina ka di reka, ning ning, and she has like 150 glasses in the house.
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah, so those kind of things. And then
black people are hoarders. Yes.
No, and then you
it's that African bank.
Yeah,
man.
And then I realized, Hori, you know what? We're so focused on trust fund legacies that we're not focused on the legacies our parents are leaving for us right now. You know, so we may not have a farm, ko kai kai, and whatever, but the very house we have, Good Deep Kloof, is my kitchen. Yeah. It's where I prepare for 100 people or for 200 people at
a
wedding.
It's where you learned how to cook.
It's where I learned how to cook. It's home. And it's so funny. When I cook in another kitchen, I feel so displaced.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I'm just so grateful that we have a house that I can cook in, that I can operate my business from.
Yes.
Like, that's my legacy. And I'm not going to be complacent about it. I'm not going to always preach the black struggle about it, because there are things we can do to put ourselves on. Half the time, like when I work, I sometimes get some help from a friend of mine, Jazz. Shout out to Jazz. But we literally wear the same thing. We put on my Parsley on Time aprons. We look the same, so no one knows constantly who's the boss, and half the time, there was a time where I overheard some people talking at a corporate gig I was doing, and they were like, hey, Lumlung Wabo, we are paid. And I was like, okay, I was like, Mom, I made it. but me, I just would really like to stress on that as much as we can complain about funding, but we can't be chilling with Lindiwe Zulu here, who's the Minister of Small Businesses, and like complain and she does something for us immediately. You know, that's not going to happen. Change is happening. I feel like this country is doing well in certain things, as much as other people may think otherwise.
Yeah.
But I'm really positive about the change that has happened. I'm positive about the opportunities we have as small businesses. But really, it's about you to dig deep. Don't always be looking for a handout, because you're not going to find it.
There's none.
And there's no such thing as luck. I really believe that. Yeah. Opportunity meets preparation.
Absolutely.
And then siyaba ingena.
Nje.
Awesome, man. So awesome.
We learned about, what's that word, canapes?
Yes.
Canapes.
Right? I consider ordering from a menu at a restaurant without having to Google what you're ordering a superpower even. Like, sometimes I'm sitting there like, oh, okay, I want it, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Listen, I've played around with these profiles that we've got here. I've got one here, Vanilla Corner, got you. So I want to put my name here in your executive summary. You know? I'm going to replace your company name with my name. Okay. It's very impressive, very lovely. So it goes, Nell Van Given is proudly owned and managed by young black women.
Yes.
Aren't you just?
I love it. Very cool.
Today is proof of that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think the word here is also diversification, you know, and the fact that it can be done. I mean, your visions are there, they're active right now, and they can only go further, which is brilliant.
And they make so much sense, man. Anyway, listen, for those of you that are listening to the show and you think, you know what, you want to add in your two cents, please don't be afraid, man. Give us a call. 0861-555-189 on Twitter at CliffCentral.com, at Jack_5'4", at Van Given. Facebook, Cliff Central, WeChat ID, Cliff Central. And all you have to do to send us a message is tap connect, then message to show. Okay, ladies, we don't have that much time left, but we're gonna, you know, try keep this flowing. You know what I mean? You guys came through with such amazing energies, man. I didn't really, I didn't know what to expect.
You never expected it.
I never expected it, man. I never expected it. But I'm so happy, though. I'm so, so happy. For now, what are you guys working with now? What are some of the projects that you are busy with now? What's keeping your hands not so idle?
I'm peak.
Ah, okay.
Right now, I'm working on... Yes, I'm advertising it so hard right now. I'm working on my next pop-up restaurant event.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the 5th of September.
Mm-hmm.
Just got some nice sponsorships, some beverages.
Okay.
And it's on the 5th of September. It's in Diepkloof. It's not dangerous, guys. It's the burbs of Soweto.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. So it's a very nice vibe. But it's the truth, though. It's going to be a great vibe. And basically, all the information will just be up on my social media. I'm very active. So you will find out about everything else pretty soon. At Parsley on Time, everywhere. Not time, guys, like Iskati.
Time,
the herb.
Yes.
Thyme.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm currently busy with now. Just planning that event, because you need to generate your own income when Mlungu won't kasha you to cook for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alrighty. Nolu?
Whoa, where do I start? I've got a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was telling Giffy, in fact, I have not seen her in months.
Yeah.
Because I'm so busy. I'm really, really hectic. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are market research, so... Unfortunately, I can't mention the clients.
No, it's
names,
fine. But
there's really a lot happening currently.
Yeah.
The FMCG space, we are very active. So that's keeping our hands really full at the moment. So yeah, that's where we are. It's just so unfortunate that I can't tell you what it is.
But it's so big.
At the risk of, no, you know. But
you know,
it's really huge.
Yeah.
And I think for a small company or a small business,
yeah,
that we are, we've really come a long way.
Just about to say that. Like, if you have clients that you can't just readily mention whenever you feel like it, you're doing a good job. That's all I know. Like, I've met so many people. Yeah,
yes.
I've got this business. What?
Yeah.
Okay, who's your client? Nobody.
Yes. Yeah. But I sent you my profile, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you saw
I saw what I saw.
So those are some of the clients that are really keeping us hands
busy.
Really, really full. And we're really grateful for it. I mean, like I said, wouldn't be where we are if it was not for the assistance and the coaching, mentorship, I mean, from all the other people in the industry, actually inside and outside, because influence comes in all different
shapes and sizes. Yeah,
of course, you know. So we really appreciate the support in the business, and yeah. So, yeah.
What are you on? What is Vanilla Corner up to these days? Besides bringing us cupcakes, thank you very much for bringing us cupcakes.
How Lina brought you wings.
Oh, you brought us. It's going to be a feast. It's going to be a feast. We'll take the pictures and then you can eat with your mind.
Well, to start off, Vanilla Corner will be running a stall at Low Crate.
Oh, yeah.
From the first Sunday of next month.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I wanted to do this is because a lot of people know cupcakes and cakes as vanilla and chocolate.
Red velvet.
And now red velvet, just because they want to seem like, you know, they know things. But what I've focused on a lot in the company is creating new flavors. There's quite a few alcoholic flavors, like your Kahlua, your Amarula.
Oh, yes.
And I'm still playing around, but there's a Jameson flavor that I'm working on.
Okay.
And then...
Don't be afraid to throw in a little Jack there.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Okay, thank you.
So it's mainly that, and just bringing a different taste for people, you know, to experiment with. For instance, the cupcakes that I brought are not vanilla, not chocolate, not red velvet. It's coconut and black cherry, rose and strawberry,
And yeah, and then I think there's tiramisu as well. Besides that, I'm actually in the process of planning an event for Colored Girls. And it's mainly based around empowering black women. Women in business, like my friends here, and also teenagers. And just getting them at a very young age to realize that you don't have to go to school to make it in life, you know. So that's one of the events that I'm planning towards the end of the year. And besides the catering and wedding cakes, 100 million ones, you know. But yeah, those are the main events.
All right, Nolu, you just signaled to me that you forgot something.
I forgot something very important.
Duncan has been signaling to me. Unfortunately, we've gotten to the end of the show. So what are we going to do to sort out this whole thing? You guys are going to tell us how we can keep up with you on social media, all of that stuff. If there are companies out there that want to, you know, holla at you guys when they need that parsley on time, you know what I mean? Like time this
that
time.
That good.
Better be on time.
You know what I mean? So you guys can let us know how we can keep up with you guys on social media platforms. And whatever it is you two forgot, let us know while you're at it.
Okay, quickly. It's not 5th of September, it's 5th of June, the next gig. Thanks, Cuckoo. Anyways, I'm at Parsley on Time everywhere. No underscore, no nothing. My personal one is Chef Bali underscore Bali. That's me. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Anginadatha.
I forgot to mention that we are actually hosting a couple of workshops, market research workshops, in different areas. So people can reach me on Nolu at mrragency.co.za because there's a lot of opportunities in the research space, and I think our people don't actually know what it is. So, yeah.
You can find us on Vanilla Corner underscore for Instagram. Facebook page is Vanilla Corner, and email address is Kefilwe, it's Kefiloe at vanillacorner.co.za, not Gmail, at vanillacorner.co.za.
All right. Ladies, thank you so much again for coming through. You know what, this has been fantastic. It flew by. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
All right, and just like that, Van Given, we gotta be out of here, man.
Oh, my friends are on cupcakes.
Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.